You're listening to Coriander Society Adventures, a Casters and Castles production. This is episode 13, The Secret of Thornacre.
Welcome back, everybody, from the break. This is Coriander Society Adventures. Our heroes have laid forth their plan, and they are about to infiltrate the mansion Thornacre, home of the Column Crime Organization and home of the Giotto crime family. While I get this set up, I was explaining to our heroes that there are two primary entrances aside from sneaking over the walls to get into the complex. You can go through the front gates, or you can go through the Secret Service tunnel, which is where the password comes in handy. The tunnel leads into the basement, which is one floor below Thornacre and one floor above Dr. Zorbius' secret laboratory. Now, you've got magic to disguise yourselves and other various plans to get in. But before we go about this, which way are you going to go in? The service tunnel or the front gate?
Service tunnel, the secret password, we said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And front gate is just look like you belong.
Mm-hmm. Talk your way in.
Well, that sounds like leaving it up to rolls. I don't like that.
So here's what I'm thinking. I don't think we asked this, and I don't know if you're going to give us a gimme, mate, but did we find out, and I feel like we might have covered this, but Pavlo, did he say that he went through either one or both?
He did not specify, but he'd probably, either would work. Or at least, The service tunnel would not draw undue attention.
Yeah, that's all I want to know. Okay, perfect. So, okay, that's easy to do. So aside from what we've got here, we don't want to touch the wires at the top of the wall because it's probably a trap, electrocution, what have you. We've got Bouchwash is the secret password. That's good until tomorrow, or tonight, rather. And there is an attic at the top of the estate where Zorbius' lab assistants are trying to catch lightning. So I feel like that's something that we could probably use. It would be probably, depending on what they found out, a good thing for you to be able to get your hands on. Gaston, if they're trying to figure out how to catch lightning, I know that you like to use a lot of EMPs and weird tech, and if we could figure out a way for you to be able to utilize that, it might be a nice little boon for you.
I'm into that.
So, my thoughts are as follows. It seems like we've got about four, maybe five things we want to do here. The main things are, we want to make sure that we can search for clues about Dre and Warner. That's ambiguous. It is probably one of the biggest reasons why we're here. But it's also just, we'll see what happens. It depends on just asking the right things or finding the right stuff. We need to steal Zorbius' research notes and possibly interrogate any of his lackeys that we come across. We need to kill Lincoln Giotto, which, by the way, I totally agree with you. I just think it's a very risky play because that's gonna do a lot of that's going to tear Northport apart. Bonus is finding out, if we can, anything that we can about the connection that Asena has to any of these players that are involved, and seeing if we can get you some lightning tech. Does that sound about right? Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I guess it's no time like the present. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I think so.
As ready as I'll ever be.
True.
Okay, so I look at everybody in turn. Question for the inspiration. Would I be able to, as part of like a, you know, multi-burn casting, get all three of us, or can I only get Gaston with that?
Each for one inspiration, you can cast the spell once on a different person as a separate spell from yourself.
Gotcha. Perfect. Good to know. I feel like Senna's been doing a pretty good job with her own disguises. I don't know if she needs to look just like random Mook number one. How do you feel, Senna? Do you feel okay with us getting what we already have and putting just a regular disguise together for you?
I got a big coat still, so...
Hmm. The only thing I was thinking of is whether or not, do we want to use the spell before going in or just do it while we're inside?
It's not hard to do. Once I put that spell on you, Gaston, it's going to last for an hour. I can just read up on me easily. Putting it back on you, it takes a little more energy. It's not as easy. So basically, we're going to turn you into Pavlo basically right when we get there.
Okay.
To give you plenty of time.
When we get in.
Well, we need to get past the guards first. I figured, didn't you want to go in as Pavlo so we could get an audience with Giotto, or did you want to wait until?
No. I still think we go straight for the lab. That's why I.
Oh,
wasn't...
you want to go straight to the lab? Okay.
Yeah, I do. I don't think we necessarily need to play that card yet. As interested as I am in seeing Giotto, I still think, like, primarily we should focus on the lab.
Okay. Well, aside from the lab, we're going to need to just do a little look-see around and see what we can find out about Dre. True. So, but yeah, no, good point. Let's, I feel like starting with the lab is a really good idea, but it could also just completely turn this thing into a bloodbath if we get discovered.
Asina's good
like
at those.
That's the things we do. Oh, that's also true. You seen her punch people?
I have.
So, if you're going to the lab, there are two ways you can get there. Well, three ways, really. Go through the front gate, get into the house, find the entrance to the basement, find the entrance to the sub-basement. Go through the service tunnel, directly into the basement, find the entrance to the sub-basement. Three, get inside the garden wall, go down the secret door in the well that leads almost directly to the sub-basement. Of the three, people seeing you go into the well would probably be the most suspicious. But it's the most direct.
But it's cool. It's a well.
It is also cool.
Is there like... Okay, I don't know. Unless we have an incredible distraction ahead of us. Like, wait. You can make Chester go in and out of, like... I don't know, existence, right?
I mean, yeah. You want to have her distracted with my cat?
I mean, why not? You made him pretty big when we were interrogating Pavlo.
Yeah, that's true.
That's good enough. Doesn't need to actually hurt them.
So you want me to have Bobcat/Panther Chester just run around causing all kinds of havoc?
Yeah, have him eat some bushes. I don't know.
Okay, so...
Maybe he eats a mook.
Well, he would have to... Here's the thing. He can't actually exist. Eat a mook unless I conjure a mook to be eaten. Then that would work. So that's actually a pretty damn good idea. Give me a moment. Let me see what I can do.
Yeah, because then we can just go straight down the well and pretty much beeline it for the sub-basement. Seems like... It's a little risky, but, you know, high risk, high reward.
So the garden is in the backyard of Thornacre. So you need to go through the front gate, either walk around the house or go through the house to get into the back garden, then go down the well, and that would deliver you directly to it.
Wait, sorry, what was that first part?
The garden is in the backyard of Thornacre.
Ah.
So if you go through the front door and then go around or through the house, that'll get you to the garden.
So there's no way to get there from the service tunnel?
No, the service tunnel delivers you into the basement.
Okay. Also, are you sounding like that on purpose?
What do I sound like?
You sound like a robot almost. You sound like...
No, that is not deliberate.
Aha!
How do I sound now? Still robotic?
Same, yeah.
Still same.
How about now?
I just assume that it... Nope, same.
Interesting.
It's more so just kind of a little... I thought you were just, going for a... Doing a little...
Yeah.
Thing. It doesn't sound like a voice changer. It sounds like your mic.
Is it crackly static, or is it my mic sounding different?
It's like you're talking into a tin can.
Yeah.
On a string.
Check one.
It kind of sounds like this, though.
A little bit.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I thought your mic broke too. Pause. I was like, what's happening?
Oh no, we're all becoming robots.
Wait, I actually...
Let me out.
Attack!
Meep.
That's later in the adventure, actually.
What? You sounded kind of normal for a second.
How about now?
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect. We solved it. We did it, Reddit.
We did it.
Yes, I meant Zorbot, not robot. Thank you, chat. All right, cool. So, your options are go in the front door and go into the well, go in the front door and go into the basement, or go through the service tunnel and find the sub-basement from the basement.
I was really hoping you were going to say the back door.
Oh my god.
I mean, there is a back door.
Yeah, we just have to go... We just have to access it through the front, right? And that's not an analogy I'm interested in exploring.
The password, you guys.
What'll it be?
Hey, mate, quick question. Well, I guess, okay, no, first of all, before I ask you, how would you guys feel about John sneaking in there an hour early with invisibility and setting up basically a magical time bomb?
To do what?
What's a magical time bomb?
Also that. Well, I mean, I assume it's going to explode in some fashion. But
yeah, so,
it's
so here's...
explode time?
I can make these runes that, under the correct circumstances, they're immobile, unfortunately. Once I create them, they're kind of stuck where they are, which is why I can't make it now and bring it with me. It negates the spell if you move it farther than a certain range. But I could basically make a big boom and make sure to plant it somewhere where there's going to be a lot of traffic. That way, if everything does go the way of the dodo for us, regardless of distraction or otherwise, we get kind of an edge on everybody else that's there. So it would be a good way to make sure that if things, you know, like I said, go bad, we've got a bit of an insurance policy to make sure things are, you know, it kind of would be our ninjas. It would kind of be our ninjas, you know what I mean?
God, we could use some ninjas on our side. All right, I'm convinced. I think that is a good idea, John. But then, do we have a... Is there a certain route we should go because of this now, or in general, we still have to decide based on everything else we currently know and have to basically decide on? Because I'm really tempted to just say, let's go through the front, but that requires us trying to verbally... pretend to be guards, and I don't know if you remember the last time I tried doing that, but it was not good.
Well, so here's what I'm thinking. If you guys don't mind giving me a little bit of time, I'd be able to, like I said, go invisible and just kind of walk my way in there.
Okay.
And once I'm in, I would find a good place, do a little bit of research for us, find a high traffic area or an area where they keep a lot of their big boom boom sticks, plant the thing, and then get on out, rejoin you guys, and then we just make our way in as per normal, either through the secret entrance or the front door.
Hey,
oh,
you want to do it?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead, but I mean,
that feels too easy.
We better not have to go save you after.
Yeah, true.
Well, I mean, there's always that.
Then so. What would we do?
Punch everybody.
Secondarily, mate, I'm assuming, despite, you know, this might be why I'm so literally poor in Northport, but I've got enough reagents and stuff to use even some of my more costly spells, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Then, yeah, we should be good then, if you guys are down for that.
Okay. So then I guess if you're going...
Okay, bud.
So then, yeah, I suppose you're just going to go, because we're not quite there yet, or are we on our way there? Are you already there in this scenario?
Your call. You could still be in the wound on your way out, for all I know. You could be parked a couple of...
Kill it for an hour.
Exactly. And the waiter's just waiting for your table to open up as the rain starts to come down. You are going to, this part of town called? Hillvale, which is where the nouveau rich all dwell. So big lawns, fancy modern style houses, the lot.
Okay, then I like the idea of being parked nearby while John does all that.
All right, let's make that. Let's handle that real quick, actually. John, you're going to use an invisibility spell to do this, right?
Yes.
Okay, roll an Arcana check.
Right here. Here was my plan. I was going to use a minor illusion, just to get myself in the front door, pass myself off as a mook, and just kind of go in, like, you know, make sure that I head up and see who's at the door, and just sneak on in when somebody else is moving in. If it turns out that there's an issue with that, then I would in fact go invisible and then just scale the wall, avoiding the wires at the top.
All right. Well, let's do a quick, let's just let you scout the place out real fast. Run me through, because I had to tweak something. Run me through what you're doing again.
So, first of all, what are we seeing when we arrive and start, like, kind of from a distance scoping this place out? Mm-hmm. What does it look like? And do you mind if I just give it a quick looksy-loo around the place?
Absolutely. And the whole party is in a position to be able to get at least some information on it. Everything is of the finest quality out here. A long driveway leads up the hill to the Thornacre Estate. Outside of the main house, it's a larger property. Tennis courts, there's a big pool, a multi-car garage. But the actual residence is surrounded by a big old fence. And there's a gatehouse that you have to drive through. Like, cars would have to drive through. It's not on this map. A gatehouse with a guard. There are patrols walking around the perimeter at all times. 4 goons and 1 gangster. You can see searchlights mounted on the wall for use at night. The wall itself is made of stone and covered in greenery. There's obvious razor wire and coils at the top of the wall to prevent people from climbing. The wall is 10 feet high. There's a large front gate. It's once you get through the gatehouse, which again, you'd have to approach on foot or via vehicle, and you'd have to pass through the gatehouse and talk to your way past the guards or sneak past in order to get here. And there's some guards up front.
Is this gate open? Just like it shows here?
It is not, but you can see through it.
Gotcha. And what time right now is it? Are we talking afternoon?
It's noon. It's like early afternoon.
Okay. And how tall is this wall with the wires on it? 10 feet? Oh, that's not that bad. That's not that bad. Let me just take a look at my statistics before I commit to it's not that bad. Yeah, you know, it's probably not that bad. Okay. Well, aside from the tennis courts and whatnot, it seems like best way to get through here is to don a disguise. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pick just your average mook. That would have been, I'm going to cast a minor image on myself. And I'm just going to make myself look like one of the mooks that we saw back at Keller Industrial.
I don't think you can do minor illusion that way.
What do you mean?
Which spell specifically are you using?
First level spell. Oh, sorry. Disguise self, not minor illusion.
Yeah, disguise self. Absolutely. That does, in fact, work that way.
Yeah, sorry. That was a missay.
All good.
Yes.
Now, if the other two want, they can. You've seen the front gate approach. You can always go for the basement approach instead if you want.
Yeah, sure. We can scope that out. Why don't we take a look at that real quick, I suppose.
Where is that? Like, it's in the house, right?
There's the stairs down to the basement, but off the property, there's a secret tunnel by a construction site.
Secret tunnel.
Through the mountain. Secret tunnel.
Well, okay, then, yeah, if they don't mind, why don't we check that out real quick?
Yeah.
This is the one that leads directly into the basement.
Oh, it doesn't go on property?
Correct.
You want to be on property?
So the tunnel proceeds off in this direction for a good 500 feet, probably, maybe a little less, emerging from the construction site until it gets, and it's all sort of rough carved out of the dirt, until it reaches this large hole in the side of the basement, which is guarded, And this is where the password is required to get in.
Okay. So I kind of feel like, just from what we've learned, this is where Zorbius is going to be. And the other, of course, Geodo is going to be in his estate. And likely, that's what we're going to find out about Dre and Warner. So we could just do this first.
This looks more like my style. Just saying. I mean, I only see four. We could take them easy, even if the password didn't work.
Mate, how far away are we from the actual estate from here?
So the entrance is off the map, about 500 feet in that direction. This is the basement. This is under the house.
Okay, this is under the house.
This
okay,
staircase so yes. leads up into Thornacre.
Okay. So just to be clear with you guys, my thought was sneaking my way in and then planting what is basically a life-draining gizmo in order to make sure that if it turns out that our cover is blown, we don't get stormed by, you know, ninjas, robots, and God knows what else. Hopefully they'll all go boom, or at least for the most part, giving us a bit of time to be able to react. From what we're looking at here, if this is directly under the basement, I could probably just give them the password, looking like a regular old mook, sneak my way in, and then once I have lost line of sight of anybody keeping an eye on me, I could then go invisible, lay my little trap, and then come back out, and we just do it all over again. Does that sound all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I cast the spell. I trace a couple of nice geometric lines in the air, say a few words, and I transform myself into random mook number one, and I approach the other mooks, mook number two and mook number three.
Topside or basement?
Basement.
Okay. Password.
That would be... Got it right here. Boosh wash.
Forgot the password.
Yep! And they step aside.
Perfect. I make my way along.
Stone, it worked.
And I'm just going to head on up the stairs.
Yeah, it did.
All right, so you just ride up the stairs?
Yep, right up the stairs.
You pass through the basement. It contains an old spinning wheel, a functioning still for making moonshine, a few barrels of mash for making moonshine, an ominous black box. Right there.
That one right there. Mm-hmm. What is this thing right here, this little turn wheel?
That is the moonshine still.
The still, okay.
Yep, it's for making booze.
And we found out from Gianni how to get into the sub-basement from here, right?
No, you found out how to get into the sub-basement from the well. But there should be an entrance to the sub-basement somewhere in here.
But there's also a well. Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a few doors that lead out of here. I don't know if they're immediately obvious, but there's a door here. Nope. Actually, just the one door. So there's a door here, main exit, and the tunnel. And the stairs up to Thornacre.
Ups. Very good. Okay, that's where I want to go.
I'll drop you there. We'll do this real fast so that the rest of the party can join you.
Yep.
I am now going to transport you via the shadow dimension into the house.
I can't see Jack.
That is because you are in the shadow dimension.
Oh.
You've now been removed from the shadow dimension and you are here.
Ah, very good. It is still very blocked out.
Yep. That's because you're at the top of a staircase that leads to a door.
Alrighty, I would like to leave next to the door.
Also, I'm still outside. Is that intentional?
No, I just left you on this map so that you could maybe see something instead of nothing.
Ah.
Basically, you have multiple instances of yourself. Alright, behold the opening of the door. Feel free to move your way through.
Glorious. Alright. Is it supposed to be grayed out?
No, you should be able to see in here.
I'm super grayed out. It's like I'm not here.
When you said move, that meant like me too, right?
I would have. You guys are going to be down in the basement.
Okay.
Give me one sec to refresh the dynamic lighting. I think it's doing the thing where explorer mode malfunctions.
Yeah, I refreshed as well just to see if that would.
Nah, happen. It's not on you.
Ooh, now I'm back at Northport.
Yes, that was deliberate.
Hey, me too.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. Ooh, I'm in the shadow realm. You be boy.
You gotta cover one eye when you say that.
Yugi boy.
Yugi boy.
Alright. I am not sure why it is being squirrely.
Did you feed it enough nuts?
I may not have fed it enough nuts. That may be the problem.
Then you know what you must do.
Yes.
Ready? On the count of three. One, two, three.
Nut.
There you go.
Let there be light!
And like Moses parted the Red Sea, we can see beyond.
No, I'm pretty sure you still can't see.
Nope, no, I can't.
And Jesus wept, for there were no more worlds to conquer.
Hey!
One, I don't know why it works now. And two, that is the mishmashiest quote I've ever heard.
It was good. Also, because we said nut, that's why.
Exactly. That solved it. All right, so you're in a long hallway. There's a door here, a door here.
So, did you want me to just go around exploring, or for the sake of brevity, can I just...
Where do you want to plant... What kind of place do you want to plant your trap in? And then we'll reunite the party.
I'm looking for something that has a lot of foot traffic. A lot of either where people hang out, mm-hmm. a lot of mobster hangout places, like a common room, or likely somewhere nearby the entrance to this downstairs area. Well, also, you said that there was an attic where there was experiments being performed.
Yes. Now, the attic is going to be a lot more guarded. Let me tell you a little bit what you've discovered. You've got the stairs that lead down into the basement. If the lot of you are wreaking havoc in the basement, then trapping the basement stairs is a great idea. You've also got this large entryway here. This is the front door, entrances into two side rooms, and the stairs up to the top floor. There's a butler here, Casper, but aside from him, this is another great place to plant your trap.
Okay. All right, I guess I'll go south. What we got down here?
Parlor room, piano. We'll have you explore in greater detail when you guys come back.
Doggy!
Yes, there are dogs on patrol around the outside.
I'm assuming there's doors around here, but I can't see.
Correct. There are doors around here. There's a door. Yes, that is the only door that you see. Bear with me one moment.
It looks like it just goes back in the hallway from what I
can see. It does.
Yeah, okay, cool. Was there something else you wanted to show me here, or are we good to keep going?
Nope. Again, I think we should hustle through and just pick a high traffic area, because the highest traffic areas are going to be the passageways between floors.
Perfect. Then let's go ahead and... is Casper just literally chilling out here? Because the reason I asked, this takes me an hour to do. That's why I was saying it took a...
You're going to have a bad time if you try to do it in here with Casper watching. The basement stairs might be your best option.
Then as I go to the stairs, I'm going to use... I'm going to pop invisibility. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to invisibly... hang out at the... Now, here's the thing. The stairs, this is... just so I know, are the stairs looking down into the basement, or is there kind of like a stair hallway kind of a thing going on here?
Roll a stealth check.
A stealth check?
Mm-hmm. To tuck yourself in nicely to avoid detection. There's a little bit of occlusion, but not a lot.
So what I'm thinking, mate, I'd rather be right out here, entrance stairs, because what I'm planting is a enormous boom.
Mm-hmm. So, do you want to plant it on the door into the basement stairs?
That's what I'm thinking. Or on one of the high walls, yeah. I figure, here's what I'm thinking. Imagine, if you will, I'm in the hallway. I'm pressed up against the hallway, invisible, and I am putting up a rune as far as my hand can go up here. I pull out my phone, and I just start tracing my phone.
So, does it take you an hour to cast a spell?
Yep.
You can't be invisible for an hour, and casting a spell counts as casting a long form spell counts as concentration.
I am going to be using my amulet to cast a spell, with which case the amulet holds the concentration specifically.
All right, and what rune are you placing there?
I am going to be placing a glyph of warding, and the rune I am going to be expending is a circle of death.
Okay, that is a high level spell, so you're going to need to use the spell slot for the rune. You have to, I think it's two spell slots.
That is correct. I'm casting Glyph of Warding, and then as part of it, casting Circle of Death.
All right, go ahead and place both of those, and we'll reunite you with the party.
Correct. Perfect. And where are we? Yep, I don't know if you wanted to... Yeah, there we go. Thank you. Yeah.
And back to the Shadow Realm with you.
I'm in the shadow realm.
As we revisit the party down in the basement. So, having planted the trap, he's already in. He's sneaking up the top of the stairs. The two of you are in the service tunnel down below Thornacre. There's two gangsters guarding the way.
Password.
You're both wearing disguises taken from Keller Industrial. Asena, what does your disguise look like?
I got some khaki slacks and coat. I don't know. Ooh, maybe I could wear one of those fancy hats.
Nice. The fancy hat is important. Gaston, what do you look like?
I'm going to keep on the suit mostly. It's just going to have a also similar hat that the mooks like to wear, and I guess khaki-colored trench coat. Kind of like what Matt's wearing right now.
Nice. Nice.
Also, what is the password? We know the password, right?
Gaston, what's the password? Is that bushy-wooshy?
I don't think that was the password.
I told them. They know the password.
Oh, God, I can't remember.
What did you tell them the password was?
Oh, no.
Guys.
It's Boosh what?
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Where are you from?
Fuck. Northport.
You don't want to know where I'm from.
You don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
You really don't.
That accent. I've heard that accent before. All right, come in here. It's normal. They pronounce Wash like Watt from where she's from. All right, you are free.
I'll just like tip my hat and just be like, thanks, boys, I'm walking.
So, like I said earlier, the basement... Go ahead and move yourselves on the map. The basement has a number of points of interest. There are guards. Here, 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 here. There is a mysterious, ominous black box. A still here for making alcohol. A spinning machine. Boxes of supplies, food, wine. Stuff that, you know, could be brought up for banquets and celebrations. A single door. And the stairs up, where John is sort of lurking. What will you do?
I would like to ask what is in the box.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Who are you asking?
There's like four people in this room. One of them might know.
Don't you worry about that.
Why would you...
Good point. Fair enough. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the time to just get our alcohol.
I mean, there's never a bad time for that. But, where... Is there, like, another doorway here? I feel like...
There's a door right here.
Ah, okay.
It's kind of hard to see on the map just because of the way the map is set up. I'll see if I can adjust that for you.
Well, it's fine. Like, we can just go through it, right?
Yeah, you want to just swing that door open?
Please, yeah.
Behold. It's dark in here.
It's a hallway.
Whoop, hold on. I need to adjust it. You have the power to walk through stuff.
Oh, okay.
And rejected. All right. There's another door. It's very dark in this hallway. There's no natural light, and there's no electric light down here, but there, you can see another door directly across the way.
Then I suppose we head to that door.
Alright. Asena, you can see in the dark, so as soon as you get through, you should be able to...
Boop. Oh yeah, you can go first.
I'll go first.
John, are you still lurking at the top of the stairs? You, sir, are muted. I gain one experience point.
Yes, I am. I see them making their way through. I try to make eye contact with them. Hopefully they notice. And there were a couple of dudes down there. These guys up here at the front, do they appear to be... You know what? Screw it. I got enough spell points. I'm casting invisibility.
Okay. Put a ninja icon on yourself. I know it's the forbidden icon, but go ahead and drop that on yourself.
Yep.
And then feel free to join them. And as you go through, I'll describe what you have found in this room.
Actually,
yeah, maybe we should investigate.
I was going to say, mate, while they're busy over there, can I just start looking around this room while I'm invisible to see if I can find a secret
tunnel
or something? Yeah.
Yes. First, I'm going to describe what's in this room. You see...
this camera.
Human remains on the table.
Oh, cool, cool.
Notes and scrolls lie around the room.
I would like to read the ones on this table.
Okay, there's also several barrels containing liquid in this corner. I'm going to let Gaston go first. He's going to inspect these notes. You read the following note, which I will post into chat for your benefit. The specimen was retrieved shortly after death. It matched the new profile. Broad-shouldered, light brown hair, blue eyes. So, specimen is from Bleecker Street. Listens to a lot of Felix Wiggins. Frequently harassed neighbors. Matches profile of Wrath. While he's reading this, Asena, what do you do?
Well, I thought about coming over here and kicking the barrels, but I think I'll start with smelling them.
Roll a perception check.
Okay.
Also, sorry, just real quick. When you said fits the profile for Wrath, does that mean that's the Angel Killer Wrath, or that was someone they killed who could have been Wrath?
You see exactly what you read before you.
Probably the
gotcha.
Latter.
This.
Sorry, what did the body look like again?
They have not examined the body yet.
Copy.
So, what you find in the barrels, there are some mixing smells here, some very strong chemical smells that remind you of the morgue. Asena.
Okay.
The barrels contain different things. It's not all the same stuff, but at least some of them, it's very. You got only an 8, so you are able to smell powerful chemical smells, and in fact, it's sort of overwhelming.
Mm.
John, go ahead and move into the room. Or down the hallway, your choice.
Oh, I was searching this room.
Right. Okay, what do you want to start your search with?
My thought was just go quietly poking around just to see if behind any barrels or behind any crates, if there's like an obvious like secret lever or something that bad guys would put like a little latch or button.
Roll stealth check with advantage because you're invisible, but there are two guards in here. And then roll perception check to look for signs of foot traffic, scraping, so on and so forth.
Stealth and... I'm an amazing investigator. Would I be able to use my investigation?
Yeah, I will definitely let you use investigation instead. Also, you had disadvantage on that roll, actually, but we're going to take the first result.
Wait, you just said I had... I'm sorry, what?
Chat gave you disadvantage after the last one didn't take.
Just a second ago?
No, it was a while ago.
Oh, okay. Well, then it should have evened out then.
Yeah, exactly. So you're still fine.
Okay, cool.
Roll an investigation check.
Grand. Okay, I am going to roll investigation, and I'm going to use one of my deduction dice as part of this. So, normal investigation. 26. Do you want me to bother with my... I'll still spend the deduction dice, but do you want me to bother rolling?
There are no secret entrances in this room. Okay. The ominous black box probably contains some high-value secret science stuff. It is likely trapped, and you suspect, based on the layout for spending that deduction dice, if the well on the top level goes down into the sub-basement, the well is around here. So likely, the entrance to the sub-basement is in this area.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Likewise, since I'm invisible, and I don't want to take up too much more time, but since I'm investigating, would I be able to check? You said that it might be trapped. Could I take a look and see if I find any obvious booby traps, magical or otherwise, in this thing?
I'm going to let Gaston go, and then we'll do that.
Copy that.
All right, Gaston. There's lots of other notes in this room, as well as the body and the barrels. What would you like to do?
Where else are there notes?
You've only looked at one of them. There's tons of other notes. Just, yeah, there's several more that you can investigate. There's also a preserved head. I probably should have pointed that out earlier.
So, preserved head is in, like, head in a jar Futurama style, or?
Yes. It's floating in embalming fluid.
And do I know who this person was?
Roll an investigation check. You do not recognize the person. However, they do appear to have gone through a similar transformation as Foster Talon did before death.
So this was someone... Sorry, I think my internet cut out for like a second. Can you say the first part again?
Absolutely. You cannot identify the victim. It's nobody you recognize. But it is somebody who underwent a similar transformation that Foster Talon underwent before they were decapitated.
Wow. Okay. Then that probably leads me to believe this dude was just a Wrath candidate, because again, everyone who doesn't actually, I don't know, pass whatever test they need them to pass turns into one of those things. Mm-hmm. Is there another note I can read?
There is.
Cool. Or like, yeah, I'll just read another note.
Killer was left-handed. Wing severing pattern holds. 13 hours after death, the specimen displayed signs of renewed animation and extreme strength. Flooding the chamber with poisonous gas proved completely ineffective. Specimen lasted 2 weeks without food, water, or any intervention.
Wow.
Asena, what would you like to do? Then John.
That's powerful. So I'm like, don't like whatever's in that barrel, so it's like gross chemical stuff. So I'm gonna go check out the body.
All right.
Investigate.
You can do investigation here. You could do medicine. Why don't you give me survival, actually? Give me a survival check. 9. There is a bullet wound to the skull, and the vertebrae is not... So this body has been dissected and skeletonized. It's not just like a corpse lying around. It is a skeleton. The vertebrae have not been severed. There is a bullet wound to the skull.
They straight up executed this person.
Yeah, but he kind of came back. Didn't really stick the first time. Yeah, I don't know why they keep him in here, though. This is just by the entrance.
The door. And why... was extremely heavy and reinforced. It was not locked, but it was extremely heavy. It was reinforced. There was a slat in the door that can be raised from the outside.
Oh, so this was just the room they kept him in until he died again. And I just realized, too, because... Okay. Because the Giotto family are trying to figure out what all this is about. So I imagine they came across this guy and decided to take him in. Are these notes like Dr. Zorbius's or something? Or who was
you do not this? Recognize the handwriting. Asena, anything else you want to do? You basically have time to do like one other thing before we let John go real fast.
Can I check if there's like anything on the back of the skeleton?
Nothing you can tell at this point. Any wound, track, etc. would have rotted away with the body, and there's no other major trauma to the skeleton aside from the bullet to the skull.
Yeah. I mean, kind of seems like he's been here for too long, or they did something.
This body was skeletonized, either by acid or by, like, carrion beetles or something. They removed the flesh.
I think I'm done.
All right. John, what do you do?
Yo. Okay, so two things. First of all, I want to see what if anything, is this thing attached to the crate? Is it a?
It's a freestanding black metal box.
Okay, I'm looking for anything that would be like a either mechanism or something that if I touch this or move it, if it's going to react.
Roll an investigation check.
Righto, I'm on it. Investigation it is, buddy boy. Let me just make sure I don't have disadvantage. Okay, there we go. And here we go. 23.
There is a hidden catch on the box, and it is locked. If the hidden catch is not depressed while it's opened, it will set off a spring of some kind.
So just to clarify, if I move this box, it won't do anything. It's only correct. If I have to open it.
Correct. The trap is attached to the opening mechanism.
Okay, and as long as that stays depressed, then it will not activate when it's open. Perfect. All right. I am going to... Let me take a look at what we got here. Let me just make sure I'm not missing anything.
Remember, there's two gangsters by the door and two more mulling about.
I am well aware. Okay, I am, while I am invisible, going to just, let's see here. Somatic and material. That is not verbal. We're good. All right, I cast a minor illusion. I'm going to minor illusion that this black box is still here.
Is that a concentration spell?
That is not.
Nice.
Yep. I make it look like I have not touched this black box, very Indiana Jones style, except that I place the box there, and then I take the box with me, and I make a beeline to the room that the other two were in.
All right, go ahead and move yourself and the stolen, ominous black box into the room with the rest of them.
I close the door behind me.
Okay.
Both doors.
I'm shutting the doors. Well done. You have acquired one ominous black box.
Wow.
All right. As I close the doors behind me, I say, guys, keep quiet. Really quickly. Gaston.
Whoa.
There's a trap.
Where'd you come from?
Don't worry about it. We have a minute, and I have to keep making it look the box is still out there, but I pass Gaston the box.
The box appears out of nowhere. Just this ominous black box.
There is a trap, and I start describing to him exactly how to avoid it and what to do. Gaston, get this open. I'm going to go back over there and make sure that I keep this little ruse.
Trick?
Yeah. Good to go. Do I need to
open this a special way? Is it rigged? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. So I while invisible, I explain what trap is on there, what he has to do to make sure that it won't blow up in his face when he tries to open it.
I see.
Basically, there's a little catch underneath the ridge around the edge of it that you have to put your finger under and press, and if you don't press that, the trap will go off.
Ah, okay.
And then I put myself in the hallway and just keep looking through. I'm assuming there's a little keyhole near the door.
There is not, but you can crack
there
the door.
There is not. Okay, I'll crack the door, and just every minute, I'm just going to keep putting the box back there.
Excellent.
It's like in 55 seconds, John is just like,
yep.
He's got his phone out and he's just resetting his timer on the phone.
Yep.
All right, Gaston, your turn. What do you do?
All right. Well, I suppose I'm going to open the box.
With your little unlocker mechanism, right? Your...
Yes. Yes.
The box pops open. It contains four syringes filled with a silvery liquid. Roll
silver.
A science check.
Ooh. Nice.
23. This is after a little bit of analysis, this is a compound derived from life that dwells at the deep sea vents at the bottom of the ocean. It is adapted down there to dwell in incredible crushing pressure and pitch blackness. It has been refined through scientific processes, and if injected, it will grant you dark vision for 24 hours.
Whoa, there's four of them?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Wow, so
this is Zorbian science.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and yoink those. John, do you have dark vision?
I don't know, DM. Do I retain my witch's sight from our previous
If that's not currently part of your build, then no.
Then no, I do not see in the dark.
I see. So two for you, two for me then.
That would be incredible.
Okay.
What like about me?
You can already see
in the dark. You can see in the dark.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
So with
Gaston looks at the camera like Jim from The Office.
with a slight amount of oh no, I'm over here fumbling. I take two of the syringes, put it in my briefcase. I take back the black box and sneak it back over where it belongs.
Okay, roll stealth with advantage. Gaston, we're going to take that as your action. Gaston's action was to open up the box. Let's go to Asena real quick. Asena, do two things, and then we're going to cycle back.
Do two things.
Two things. What would you like to do?
I'm just going to check the room for anything that we missed.
Okay. Roll perception, please.
Ooh.
All right. There's a lot more notes in here. Like, the notes that Gaston was reading, they go on for a little bit longer. But there's also two other things in here. There is a journal with some sort of scholarly... It looks like a scholarly article, and it's written by a different hand than the hand that is writing down all the research notes Gaston is reading. And there is a scroll covered in unfamiliar symbols.
Weird. I'll ask Gaston if he knows any of these symbols.
Gaston, what? You do not recognize those unless you have some pertinent special ability.
I do have no such thing, so yeah, sorry. I've never seen any of these before. Why don't you open it?
I'm going to go ahead and paste, Gaston, since I'm going to paste the rest of the notes here for you.
Oh,
okay. The research notes. I'm just going to drop those in. Asena, you have the mysterious scroll. You may add it to your inventory if you so desire.
Sure.
And that was one of the things. And I'll read these notes. Think about the second thing you're going to do. Administration of Ultraviolet...
Did you say scroll?
Scroll.
Okay, carry on.
Administration of Ultraviolet Conversion Compound proved ineffective. Replicative fading ineffective... yeah, that's a typo, but it's in there. From primogeniture to subsequent generations. Possible different cause of death for failed candidates versus selected candidates. Subject exhibited exceptional strength and durability. Conventional weapons were of limited use. Alternative weaponry, including Zorbian cryogenic projectors, direct energy focus, and silver bullets, demonstrated positive results.
So they shot this guy in the head with a silver bullet?
That appears to be the case.
Ooh, dibs!
There are no silver bullets in this room.
Are you gonna search his skull?
Ah, okay, I thought it was like in his skull. As you were. Actually, I did have a question. So they're saying, when they say ultraviolet conversion compound, is that referring to the... That's got to be the like liquid in the sun gun that I have somewhere and all the stuff that they are working on to try and deal with these people. Is that right?
Especially because
that's why it says... Because it says there's... Because they're differentiating between failed and selected candidates. So maybe this works on... It doesn't work on the failed ones who become zombies, but it works on the actual 8 evil thoughts people.
That's what it sounds like. It's saying that every time they make a new one, it's less and less effective, right?
True. Maybe silver bullets works, though. I gotta make some of those.
I mean, yeah. See, we had a freaking hard time with Talon.
We did.
So I will take the scroll, tuck it in my pocket, and say like maybe, I don't know, John can read this later. I'm gonna look under the table. See if there's anything under
Well,
there.
Originally you were not going to find anything down there. But chat spent some points to give you a treasure.
treasure.
So, what's that? Roll 1d200.
Oh my god.
So, slash r space 1d200. 133. Eight. What the heck is this thing? It's some weird Zorbian invention, for sure.
Ooh.
I'm using one of my newer books I haven't had the chance to use very often, so hopefully this will be something cool. This is a bulky handheld device attached to large metal tanks with a hose on it.
Hmm.
What?
It's basically like a backpack mounted tank with a fire hose attached to it and a nozzle that you can activate. It is clearly Zorbian technology.
Okay.
Like I am Luigi in Luigi's Mansion.
Exactly.
Wait, so it sucks things in or shoots something out?
Oh, it's a tank full of stuff. And you can spray it at people.
Whatever it is, I'm putting it on.
Okay.
Because what if that is the, Come on, brain. Cryogenic projector.
Can Gaston make a science check to see if he can examine what this thing is?
Absolutely.
Maybe that.
While he's doing that, can I look at the scroll if I'm back?
Yes. Roll an arcana check, John.
Glorious. Show me scroll.
All right. Gaston, this device contains a pressurized gas that becomes a scintillating mist when sprayed into the air.
Mm-hmm.
It increases violence and reduces the ability to feel pain.
Oh.
Ooh.
Very in a 60-foot cone.
Huh.
Any chance I can... No, I guess I wouldn't be able to do that. Okay.
As Gaston's, trying to...
Just looking around on the thing that she's wearing, just wow.
Backing away from him and just been like, it's mine. I found it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I just want to know what it does. It looks so cool. It gives me ideas.
Okay, well, you can inspect it, but don't take it away.
I won't. Don't worry.
So, essentially, if you spray that at somebody, they will become tougher, but angry and dumber. Temporarily.
Sounds fun.
Use that as you will. Asena just sticks it in her mouth.
I was gonna say, I like to imagine things get crazy, and she just...
Wait. We don't know how long that lasts, and if there are any long-term damages, so I really don't like that idea.
She's like, I wasn't that smart to begin with, don't worry.
Oh, no.
All right. Matt, that is an enchanted scroll of protection from undead.
You mean enchanted as in, literal magic?
Magic. That is a magic scroll of protection from undead.
Okay. I share that information, and gosh, okay, so we've got an undead that they're obviously, at least this one, if not more, have been experimenting on. From what we're seeing here, Wrath was a couple of deaths ago. So I'm a little surprised they haven't re-upped since then. So this was either a one-off thing, or this is just one of many bases where Zorbius is performing these tests. Likewise, they've got a berserker gun and this thing.
So I don't think this is... Even though Wrath was a couple of deaths ago, I don't think this is... Because you got to remember, Giotto's family is working with Zorbius to figure out what those guys are doing, who we think are part of a different crime family. So I think this must have been somebody they knew or were close to, and that's why they had their body in the first place. Because I don't think they would just be looking around for these things. And maybe there are more bodies just, in other parts of the mansion. We basically only just got in here.
Oh, I agree. Just the part that gets me is the note says the specimen was retrieved shortly after its death. So how exactly would they know it was shortly after its death unless they had some hand in it?
Well, they must have been... It could have been someone that worked with them.
I mean, obviously, from what we saw earlier, the gangsters were present at Talon's death. Either they're working with or have some amazing information to be able to find these guys as soon as they kill, or at least really quickly afterwards. I mean, the Column has a great information network, but this is crazy. It's got to have some kind of a Zorbian influence. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you might be right. My money's on the latter, but either way, I think that is good for us because, well, we're going to find out what we want to know.
A few more notes before you depart this room. The other paperwork that Asena discovered is a scholarly treatise on the undead.
Scholarly what?
It is basically a scholarly paper on the undead. How they drain life from their victims to sustain themselves and pluck their victims from natural death.
And see, this is... Oh, look at you!
I figured it out.
Yes! don't taunt me like that. So that's my point, though, is we're dealing with mobsters and scientists, but where did they get this? As I shake the scroll, who do they know that has access to magic? Mates, I've been here for about half a year or so. Have I? Mm-hmm. Other than my... my previous apprentice, was there anybody in this region that I have know of or encountered aside from that one undead spellslinger that I encountered in those ruins that has access to magic? Or
the Zolquians had magical artifacts. The ancient Zolquians had magical artifacts.
And that was well before, of course, the
correct
Night of Shooting Stars that changed the world forever.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, well, there's the rest of the basement to it. Also, the barrels contained three substances, embalming fluid, oil, and holy water.
Well, the holy water makes sense.
All right, there's the whole rest of the basement and a secret laboratory to find. What will you do?
So,
well, I think we should keep moving, right?
Yeah, which,
Asena, you can
see outside of here, right?
Asena, you can see in the dark. Why don't you lead the way?
Why don't we take the first of our few... Why not? Yeah, I don't think it's a waste. We're at a place where a lot of things could happen. We could get attacked in the dark. I really want to try this stuff out, too.
You just want to be like me.
Wait a minute. Weren't you the one that was just saying don't go injecting yourself with weird stuff? There could be unintended consequences. We know what this could do, but we haven't tested it at all. You haven't even examined it yet. We don't know if... I mean, we could get AIDS after injecting the stuff inside of us. You don't know. This is a pretty intense thing. You don't just go jamming yourself with a syringe full of mysterious liquid
from
you
the
know
bottom
what?
Of
you're
the ocean.
You're absolutely right. This
from the bottom of the ocean.
This requires more examination. And what a better way to examine things? He injects himself with
oh,
it.
God.
Than a field test.
That's how
it
you
feels.
Get it, right there.
Cold and sort of tingly as it enters your veins. And your vision blurs and everything is really bright for a moment, and then it sharpens down to a certain degree. And you can now see it in the dark.
So, how's it feel?
Like there's spaghetti in my arm? But that part's gone now. Well, let's see if it works.
Jack grants you inspiration for practicing the true scientific method.
God bless you, chat.
All right, where to, team?
Where is the other? Yeah, the hall. Where's the hallway again? Right there. Yeah, I'm down. Let's go down the hallway.
All right.
John's also in the chair that he surmises that the well is probably somewhere this way, which means the secret underground base will probably also be somewhere that way.
Okay. So I guess I'm just going to go ahead and start walking.
All right. Let me point out some doors along your way.
Please.
There's a door here. There's a door here.
Doors
uh-huh. So one here, one here. And there's light emanating from this room.
I see. Is the door right where I'm standing, or is it up here?
Yes, it is right where you're standing. The door is locked.
I see. Can I use my little door open thingamajig?
Absolutely. It whirs, clicks, and pops that door open. There is natural light, or not natural light, but there is candlelight in this room.
Cool, cool. What's in here?
In this room, you find the following. Maps of the rest of the world, marked with the progress of the war going on overseas against Omalos. Charts of the jungles of southern Zolquia. Of particular interest is a map with multiple locations circled. Stashes of column supplies, places of interest. Areas where Triple Union Society activity is suspected. Ooh. This is a piece of evidence. Get Mr. Gaston.
Yoink.
There is also a medical diary.
I'd like to read that also.
It is tracking the decline of Florence Giotto, Lincoln's twin daughter. Her flesh over time was shriveling. Her shadow was tearing away from her body. Everyone who spent time with her was growing weak and sick. Her the worst of all. Eventually, Giotto reached out to Dr. Zorbius for help, figuring out what was going on with her. You surmise this daughter, Lincoln's daughter, is one of the gifted of Northport, and whatever her special ability is highly dangerous to herself and to everyone around her.
Oh, so is this the one Zorbius has in his lab, like Dr. Yes. Freeze and his, or Mr. Mm-hmm. Freeze and his wife style?
Yes.
Gotcha. Well, that's really good.
I feel
to
bad
know.
For killing him now.
Are we getting notes on that?
Do you?
Only a tiny bit.
Are you muted? Do we get experience?
You gain one experience point. So you found some things that... This appears to be a room that Mr. Giotto keeps some of his private notes in. So you found some evidence that you can use against the column. Some evidence linking to Lincoln Giotto's interest in the war overseas. And a medical diary. That's the last piece of evidence, last clue you found in this room.
Nothing else that's, like, mm-hmm. of interest? Okay.
Correct.
But, I guess what I'm asking is, you've been dropping notes in chat the whole time. There's no notes about what you just described, right?
Correct. I don't have specific written notes on this.
Mm. Okay. Well, then, if there's nothing else, I mean, we keep going, right?
All right.
So, sorry, that was evidence used against the column. What else? Medical notes?
Medical notes. And maps
on
of Omalos. Yeah, Florence Giotto.
Florence. And that's his daughter or wife?
His daughter. His youngest daughter. She's a twin.
Gotcha.
That was what that was. It's a twin daughter, and I was like, huh?
If you proceed way, there's light emanating, and there appears to be a bucket of coal, a big old wheelbarrow full of coal, and there's a door directly to the east. That way.
I guess I'll check the room first. Make sure nobody's in that pile of coal.
Asena, John, feel free to move yourselves around. Gaston, roll a perception check. When the rest of you enter the room, I'll have you do the same.
I can't see shit, so I take hold of Asena's hand and have her guide me through the darkness until we get some limited light.
Asena's gonna think that's weird, but okay.
Asena,
okay,
go ahead.
Asena, he was too afraid to take the injection.
We're moving?
Oh, yep.
You guys are already there.
All right.
I just know that I should be a little more cautious with what I experiment with.
The heating system for the whole house runs through here. Most of the barrels appear to be filled with oil, fresh water, lighter fluid to help fire the coal furnace. The large furnace is used to generate heat that is pumped into the floors of the house itself, into the, not the ventilation system, but sort of a pipes that run under the floors. I would like each of you to roll a perception check.
Like all of us? Or?
There is light in here, though, right?
There is light emanating from the furnace itself.
Very good.
On top of the one I just made?
Nope, you already made yours. John, give me a perception check.
You got 22. It,
John, you notice dirt up against this wall.
Huh.
Guys, I see some dirt up against the wall.
Is it magic dirt?
Dirt on the wall?
It appears to be recent.
Normally I wouldn't worry about it, but it appears pretty recent, and it's the only thing in this room that looks different than everything else.
I'm gonna lick it.
Ah, please don't lick it.
I licked it.
Mate, does it appear to be grave dirt?
Asena, when you taste the dirt, it does not taste like grave dirt. But you do notice that this wall has recently been bricked up. But not even well. It's just been sort of put back on top of itself with no mortar inside.
Okay. It doesn't taste like graves. Can I punch the wall?
Yes. You punch right through it and it collapses swiftly.
And there was no door this way, right?
There was a door there.
There was one.
There was a door. Okay.
Are we gonna go check that, like, RPG style?
Well, I would have liked to before we knocked down a wall, but hopefully no one heard that.
It was just a little punch.
Yeah, it was no mortar. She didn't have to hit it that hard, right?
Yeah. I didn't fire a gun or anything.
Exactly.
We could do that. Hey,
I'm sure
actually,
you're fine.
Can I run back and check that room? Actually, I would like to.
Yes, let's go one by one. Asena, you just stepped. Gaston, as you walk around the corner, you see a gangster coming down the way with a lit candle. Let me give him some light here. You see him before you poke your head around the corner. So I'm going to go bit by bit here. Asena, you enter a dug-out dirt chamber containing strange artifacts. There is a statue here of an androgynous figure offering up a stone orb. There is a carved section taken from the wall of a tomb. It depicts a single pilgrim with a halo of sunlight standing on a mountaintop. There's some other details on it, but you'll have to investigate it. And there is a large carved wheel with a spider in the middle and 8 symbols around the edge of the wheel. Before you can investigate further, Gaston, you have noticed that there is a gangster coming down the corridor to check that noise.
Yes, and what? I assume the color, the way it's colored, I can see him, but he can't see me at the moment.
Correct.
Okay, what are the chances I can very quickly open this door? Is it locked?
The door is not locked. You can do it immediately if you commit to it right now.
Okay, but before I do that, can I literally turn to John and give him the look like...
I'm invisible, by the way.
Yeah, but... Oh. I'm just gonna...
You could look in the room. I was in the room.
I'm just gonna look... I don't know. I'm just gonna... And then I'm gonna go in the room.
I send him a message. I'll take care of it. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, I would like to walk into the room.
Okay.
Aw, crap, there's nothing here.
This appears to be a storage room.
Mm-hmm.
Various supplies, mundane equipment, a small stockpile of ammunition, food, booze, mundane stuff.
What kind of ammunition?
What kind do you need? None silver, I'll tell you that much.
I was going to say, I've become very interested in ammo of the silver variety, mm-hmm. So if there's any silver nearby, I would very much like
basically,
to take
it. In this room, you can... collect any small, low-value, mundane item. And for a point of inspiration, you can find something more unusual.
Oh, I would like to spend exactly 1 point of inspiration and do that.
What are you looking for?
Silver.
Yeah, there's a small stockpile of silver billets.
Nice.
Enough to make 10 bullets out of it.
Nice. Excellent.
Cash in that inspiration and add that to your character sheet.
Ooh.
Say less.
All right. John entered. John is still in the room invisibly. Asena is in the spooky room with the spooky artifacts. John, what do you do?
Seeing that reaction and already preparing because we just knocked over a brick wall, I'm going to put myself out of the way, mm-hmm. and I'm going to throw up a silent image that the brick wall is still okay. Since the bricks should have fallen inside of that area, I'm going to make it look like the brick wall is untouched.
All right. The gangster enters the room, looks around suspiciously, shiftily, makes a perception check with advantage. Thank you, chat. That was an initiative roll. Whoops. Makes a perception roll with advantage. Natural 20.
In order to discern if the illusion is an illusion, he has to use an investigation check.
That's not what he saw.
Cool. Just making sure.
What did he see?
He sees strange footprints and a slight shimmer in the air, in the hot air next to the furnace, right here.
Uh-oh.
That natural 20, he deduces that somebody is here. He aims his gun. Who's there? Asena, you hear this from around the corner. What do you do?
Punch him. Punch him really hard.
I know, right?
It's the only thing I can think of.
Before you... since he saw me, mate, can I do something, or do I have to wait for Asena?
I want to let Asena go first. You get to do something before he gets to do something, Matt.
Copy that.
But Asena gets to react first.
I'm gonna move back to the little doorway.
Mm-hmm. That takes 20 feet of movement.
Can I just wait here in case he shoots?
Yes. You there can see also... the illusion that John has created. You can kind of see through it like it's a shadow.
Yeah.
All right.
I think I'm going to hold back and just wait to see what he does first.
Okay. John, what do you do?
Smart.
And then Gaston after that.
John is going to... And you said there's a furnace here, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's making noise, I would assume, like the crackling...
Yeah, it's a little loud.
Okay. I am going to slowly, carefully now,
but surely,
move myself as close to the furnace as possible, ducking behind this little pile of coal, and I'm going to, as quietly as I can, mutter the incantations to a cantrip, and I'm going to, from behind the pile of coal, have Chester, the blue and purple striped Zoquian cat, peer out from underneath the coal and hiss at the mobster.
Okay, roll a stealth check with advantage.
I hear and obey. 24.
Okay, now roll an arcana check.
16.
All right. I am going to roll to see how the gangster reacts. A 5. He jumps and shoots at the cat. Just instinct. This gigantic orange and blue thing pops out. He just goes, holy... And the gun goes off in close quarters.
Remember, it is not a giant panther bobcat. It's a little, like, exotic-looking, basically, tabby cat.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't, like, afraid he was about to get mauled. He just saw something and panic fired.
Just making sure that you're having your mobster just shoot a cat. Just putting that out there.
Yep.
His immediate instinct is just to shoot a fucking cat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, I think we've established that these guys are the worst, so...
No, it's true. So it is hidden behind a thing, so... I don't know if you want to do this by game rules or what, but it technically has 3/4 cover.
Well, he just sort of shoots and, like, you know, there's a puff of coal and a bouncing sound.
I'm just making sure that you're not having it shoot straight through the cat, you know.
No, no, no.
Yeah. So it skitters and runs off this way. As soon as he shoots, it runs right past him between the legs, that whole thing, and just goes right down the hall.
All right, you hear some yelling around the way. He does another... I'm going to give him one more perception check to look around suspiciously. Asena, when he shoots, you can't see John at all. You see The cat appear and you see him shoot. Do you do anything?
Can I mean, I know it's not going to hit John, but I don't know that. So can I do the deflect missiles?
No, because it would have to be closer to you. It's sort of happening, okay. You know, over here.
Yeah. I'm just going to stay.
Okay. Gaston, you hear a gunshot go off.
And a rah!
What do you do inside the room?
I hear a gunshot. I hear the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to press my ear to the door and just try to see if there's like an actual... Did the music just stop?
It did. It should be cycling.
Oh, no,
right,
there's
now.
Nothing. No, there's
yeah, the rain stopped. You guys are underground. I turned off the rain.
That's right. Okay. So I'm going to put my ear to the door and just kind of listen to see if there's like an actual skirmish going on or if it was just the one gunshot.
All right, roll
perception. Because I did hear Chester. Cool. Ah! So bad.
That is pretty awful. You can't tell what's going on. Barring any additional information, what would you do?
I would open the door and take a peek. I mean, it is dark in there, so I'm going to hope he doesn't see me.
Roll a stealth check. Natural 20. That's a little better. That's a lot better.
A little bit.
All right. You see Chester, the fake cat, go scampering past. The gangster swears as it goes, sort of jumps up, very jittery. And you can hear, "Hey, Jazz, what's going on in there?" Damn cat got in somehow. Weird looking one, too. Did you just shoot a cat? No. I mean, no. Look, I've killed men and women. I have thrown people into the river, never to be seen again. I have broken the bones of soul providers, but I have never shot a cat. You should be ashamed of yourself. It scared me. It came out of nowhere, all right? The boss is going to hear about this. There's a monster among us. Shut up! And he walks off.
Cool.
Nice.
All right. Asena, Gaston, and John. What would you like to do?
I'd like to join Asena behind that fake brick wall.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
John, roll perception check. And then go ahead and converge your forces. John, you hear faint mechanical humming from behind this wall right here.
Then I would like to investigate, because this is where I think the secret entrance might be.
Okay, roll an investigation check. Gaston and Asena, while he's doing that, go ahead and move yourselves into this scary room.
I look behind the furnace. I use the sound and the mechanical ticking sound. Mm-hmm. Guys, I found the source of the ticking. It's a pipe bomb. Yay. And I examine the area.
Okay. There is, in fact, a secret door back here that leads into the room, a hidden room beyond.
While investigating, just check to make sure that there's nothing here like a pit trap, a scythe, a exploding... Now that I know there's spells, I'm looking for runes now, too, just to make sure that nothing's going to blow up in our face if we don't do the correct way to get in here.
All right. While you investigate that, Gaston and Asena, there are three points of interest in this room.
I'll take the statue.
Okay. The statue is of an androgynous figure, clad in simple robes. The ears are pointed at the tip. It is offering up a stone orb. You notice, Asena, that the air around this stone orb is actually kind of warm.
Weird. Can I pick up the orb?
It is part of the statue, but when you try to touch it, it's definitely, like, warm to the touch.
Hmm. Is there something above it?
Weird.
There Maybe doesn't appear to be anything above it. The orb is the source of heat.
Whoa. Oh. Is John nearby?
John is busy investigating something else. Asena, if you know anything else you'd like to do with this, tell me now. Otherwise, if you want a moment, we'll go to Gaston.
I was going to try to sort of, like, push it or scoot it.
Nope. It's hard fused.
Okay.
Anything else? I'm done. All right. Yeah. Gaston, the other points of interest are a carved wheel showing a spider and 8 symbols around the edges, and a tomb wall section that appears to have been extracted.
Hmm. I guess I'll start with the... I actually kind of want to start with the spider statue. Where...
Is that this right here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Spider statue, so, tomb wall, strange figure statue.
Is the spider statue movable?
It's heavy, but it is movable.
Okay, Do I notice anything by examining it?
Roll it investigation. This is a Zolquian artifact. This is from the jungles of southern Zolquia. It depicts Tlazol, the world spider, in the act of creation, and each of the 8 symbols represents one of the 8 evil thoughts, carved to represent an actual figure of mythological portent, as described by the legend itself. Here's what else you notice. The carved tomb section looks like it's from a completely different culture. But they have some of the same moss and lichen on them.
God. Sorry. Could you say that last part again? My internet sure. cut up.
The 2 pieces are from totally different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the entities on the carved tomb wall are not even human. But they have some of the same grime and moss and lichen on them. So they were discovered in the same place, but they're from 2 totally different cultures.
That's weird. So there are these figures also, like, carved onto that tombstone?
It's like somebody went to a tomb and then that was covered in hieroglyphics and just took a section of wall with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to let...
You said there was moss on it?
Yeah, they both got some, like, gunk on them that is from the southern Zolquian jungles. So they were discovered in the same area, but they're from 2 totally different civilizations.
Got you. Okay.
All right. Let's cut over
regarding
real quick.
Regarding the spider thing, I was going to be like, dang it, it's not an octopus.
Oh, yeah.
Octopus theory not confirmed.
Yet. We're still working on it.
All right. John.
Yo.
You've discovered a secret hatch. But you can hear machinery whirring and humming on the other side. Roll a perception check.
I am rolling perception all the little long... Whoa, 30. Hello there. Perception.
Nice.
Good.
Okay. Peek your head around the corner. Still invisible.
I do that.
A set of stairs descend into the darkness. Tanks of gas and liquid are scattered along here. A large whirring machine covered with spinning wheels and knobs and light bulbs pulsing is along this wall, and a figure in a red lab outfit is tweaking the dials, and you can see primitive monitors showing the perimeter of Thornacre.
Nice.
And a number
is that a wheelchair?
Yes.
Huh.
Interesting. This secret door, by the way, are we talking like the whole wall slid open, or what are we looking at here?
It's a small little escape hatch.
Okay, cool.
You barely cracked it open. But if you tried to go all the way through, this guy would probably notice.
Absolutely, which is why I don't want to do that. I want to take this in, close it, and report back to my allies.
All right, put yourself back on the other side. Okay. And I am closing the secret door.
And I just want to make my way back over to my friends. And
downtown.
As soon as I get towards the darkness, I'm like, hey, guys, I found the entrance. What did you find?
Wait, why are you whispering?
Are there people nearby?
Yeah, there's like a science guy. He's like looking on these weird proto monitors and watching things.
What's he look like?
Like a guy in a lab coat.
We found statues and old things, and oh, also, it's not an octopus.
That is incredible news. I think that, you know, spiders, creepy as they are, not quite as intelligent as normal octopi. And honestly,
I'd rather fight a spider than an octopus.
Exactly. All those arms and stuff. No way. Especially in the water. Absolutely not. Now, give me a ground-based deity any day.
I don't think that we checked out that thing in the corner.
I'm going to light a light, mate. I'm going to just summon some light.
Okay, I'm going to give you that light, and then I'm going to describe what Asena sees as she inspects the thing with the stuff.
Copy that.
Let there be light! This carved tomb wall section depicts a single pilgrim with a halo of radiant sunlight standing on a mountaintop. The figure reaches up towards the night sky, which is carved to look like the scales of a mighty dragon. And as it reaches up to seize the night sky, it pulls a single tooth from the night sky itself. Above them all, another darker dragon of bone and shadow spreads its wings.
Mate, I know I only just entered this room, but yeah, I was going to say, do I, from the depiction of, you said it was an androgynous figure with long ears, right?
Yes.
And we have, obviously, the world-eating spider, mm-hmm. And now we have the depictions of a few different dragons. One of looks like possibly good, and one of looks like definitely evil, right?
One looks like it is the night sky, and the other one looks like it's the emptiness of death. Basically.
Okay.
Or void.
Do I recognize those figures, specifically ones that I may have encountered in my previous travels?
You recognize the darker dragon as Falajur. You do not recognize the night sky dragon. You also recognize that these two pieces, let me make sure I'm on the right map, these two pieces are from the same culture.
They are.
Yes. This piece and this piece are from the same culture. They are not from the same culture as the Zolkwean spider wheel.
I mean, this is an elf. I know that, right?
Yeah, that's an elf.
Yeah, okay. God, I don't even know how I would necessarily describe this. Can I tell if these are not just from a different, like, culture or society? Could these have come from a different plane of existence?
You recognize these from the from the museum in Northport Provincial University.
And the reason I ask is because I came to Northport through a portal from the area that I've aptly called Dragoon, which was that world that was inhabited by dragon cultists and crazy technology people, and it was just like basically Godzilla versus the army.
This
like
is not from that culture. This is from the same culture that has artifacts at the museum. But it is not from a culture in a world you've been to before.
Okay.
However, you do suspect these are not from this world.
Yeah. Okay.
This one is. Track. These are not.
Yeah. The spider is. These are not. Can I? Well, obviously, I'm going to pull out my phone and take a picture of everything in this room. Everything of importance in this room, rather.
Okay.
Just to be able to examine it later if need be.
What are you doing?
Oh, just taking notes.
Notes. Is that a Dargon?
Yeah, actually, that is a Dargon.
Right.
And Mate, can I make a connection? You described the night dragon was plucking a tooth out of the stars.
The pilgrim with a halo of sunlight was reaching up to the night sky where the stars were forming the shape of this, like, long serpentine dragon.
Yeah.
And the night sky dragon offered a tooth to this pilgrim who, like, pulled a tooth out of the night sky.
Asena, can you take your awesome dragon tooth artifact necklace and just walk up to that thing and maybe, I don't know, touch it to it or something?
But it's mine.
Oh, no, you're not giving it. Well, hopefully you're not giving it. We're just looking, kind of like how when Gastone injected himself, like, for science, we're kind of, like, doing science right now.
Science.
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
So I'll walk up Field to test. The tomb and do one of those cool moves where, like, you pull on the necklace and it automatically just unlatches, even though that's not a thing in real
yeah.
life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But she's still, like, clutching it with her fist because she doesn't want to lose it and mm-hmm. sort of, like, I don't know, holds it to the stone to see if it does anything.
Asena, for a brief moment, as you look at the stone, it dissolves away into silver mist that flows out and surrounds you, obscuring everything you see. And yet, when you look through it, you can see past it. Into a night sky with which you are unfamiliar, filled with more colors and strange clouds and other worlds floating in this infinite silver void. You see all that for a moment, and when you blink, it's just a stone.
Did any of us see that?
No.
So I guess it didn't work?
We saw Senna's. We see Senna's reaction. So, are you all right? Everything okay over there?
I saw things.
Yeah.
A lot of. I don't know where I was. I don't know what that was. It was like a different place.
You were transported. Where were you?
I couldn't even tell you. It was just like, didn't you say that you were from somewhere else?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
I think it's something like that.
Senna, do you mind? Could Gastone or I just temporarily take hold of your dragon tooth and see if such a vision happens to us as well? Or if it's keyed specifically to you? More science, as it were.
She takes her time thinking about it, and
if you let us try, I will make you basically whatever you have on your back, but something nicer.
Like portable?
Yeah.
Actually portable and not like a it giant could, vacuum cleaner?
If you wanted to shoot out a different substance, no problem. You want to freeze people instead of making them angry? I got you. Because if you turn them into ice and you punch them, they shatter.
That sounds awful. I love it.
She'll hold it out to Gastone.
Oh, let's go.
But also, so, like, touch his shoulder. Like, she does not want him to get away.
We're just doing this then, all right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna just reach to also try and touch the statue with the tooth.
Okay. For a moment, the light that John's spell is casting over the stone flickers, and you think you see different colors in the rock, but it only lasts for half a second.
Yeah, I don't know if this works.
No, I know something happened.
Yeah. I meant for me. I mean, like, this is your tooth. It's probably something to do with you. Maybe you're part dragon.
Okay, she's going to give it to John. She's going to snatch it back from Gaston and give it to John.
Okay, and as she does, I'm going to pull out that scroll that she had me examine and hand it back to her. I think you should hold on to this. Because, mate, in this version we play, anybody can cast a spell from a scroll, right? It just depends on how successful it might be. Perfect. Right. I'll teach you how to use it later. And I exchange the scroll for the tooth. I'll be handing this right back to you. And I close my eyes and slowly begin placing the tooth nearabouts where I saw she placed it when she did.
All right. And are you keeping your eyes closed as you do this?
I am, yes.
Okay. You see nothing, but you feel a cold shadow pass over you. You hear the sound of empty wing beats in an infinite void.
John!
And it's gone.
I open my eyes immediately. Do I see any flickering that was described by the other two?
Nope.
And I very quickly turn back and just take us in his hands in mine and place the tooth back in and cover her hands over it. Very good. Yeah. This is the thing. How about this? And I just kind of distract from this this tablet. I go over and is it warm to the touch as well for me?
Yes.
I would like to... I should have done this earlier. I'd like to detect magic. If you don't mind, that'll break my invisibility.
Okay. John reappears and he mutters some words and opens and looks with his special eyes and...
My brand.
The tooth that Asena is carrying radiates magic, but the statue does not.
No magic from here, here, or here?
Correct.
Ooh, interesting. Okay. But the stone is warm, you said.
It is.
What's it made of?
Limestone's not good. Marble. It's marble.
Can I examine the stone? Go ahead.
No, I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, I was just going to see, can I examine it to see if there could be heat feeding into it, like from below it or around it, why this thing would be carrying heat?
Upon further investigation, the statue is not connected to anything. There's no piping, there's no heat anywhere else in the wall aside from the furnace over there. It is just coming from the orb.
Just the orb only?
Mm-hmm.
And no magical sense?
Correct.
Does the iconography of this tablet connect to this elven figure at all? Does it look like the same kind of like offering or taking of the tooth?
No. The pilgrim described in the wall carving looks like this similar creature as this statue.
Okay.
But that's the only, and like there's art similarity, but there's no symbolic similarity that you can tell.
Guys, how awful would it be if I tried to separate this orb from the statue to see if there's a reason why it's glowing or is heating?
Define awful. Are you going to make a loud noise? Are either of us going to get hurt?
No, I'm mostly thinking like defacing an ancient relic, mostly.
Don't give a shit.
I kind of do.
It's for you to grapple with.
I know it's a big statue. Is there anywhere, mate, where this statue part of the orb, the orb part of the statue rather, disconnects from the rest of it?
Nope, it is a solid piece, but it's holding its hands out, so there's not a whole lot of marble around it, but it is a solid one carved piece of marble.
Yeah. That's upsetting. Something's here, but I don't know what. And I don't feel comfortable defacing the statue. Especially considering I'm not getting any kind of a magic aura off of it. But there's a reason why it should be conducting heat. Why? Maybe it's buried inside of the statue. You know what? Screw it. I am going to pull out my briefcase and open up to find a useful kit of some kind. I'm assuming... Like, I'm thinking, like, artificer's tools or more apt...
Oh, like chisels and stuff like that?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay, true.
Asena, are you going to do anything during this time?
She gonna put her necklace back on, that's for sure.
Okay.
But no, nothing else.
All right, Gaston?
Every minute I turn around and I make sure that the wall is still...
Mm-hmm.
So it's warm. He detects magic, but nothing's there. Am I able to lift either the concrete slab or the spider?
They are both.
You said I could move the spider.
Yes. They're both extremely heavy, but you are able to lift them.
Okay. I'm going to lift it and see what happens.
Okay. Your pneumatic harness. It's very heavy, but nothing happens.
Huh. It's just a stone spider?
Yep. It's an Zolquian artifact of some kind.
Could I? Because you said there was moss on it, right? Could I? Because I still have a device that lets me like examine various substances. Mm-hmm. So could I examine the moss with it?
Sure.
See if I find anything that way.
There's nothing unusual about the moss, but given research samples from other areas, you might be able to pinpoint where this comes from.
Okay.
You just need some extra research. John, after a few minutes of chiseling away, you break the hands of the statue off. At least one of them comes off. And underneath the marble is a thin layer of lead.
Yep. Yep.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking, which would block my mage's sight.
And as you chip through the lead, shining golden sunlight pours out. The orb, there is an orb in the statue that is radiating light.
Can I take this orb? Now, are we talking like it's a glass orb with stuff radiating out of it, or is this a pure energy orb? What are we looking at?
It's here? A physical object. It's a crystal sphere with sunlight trapped in it.
I take out a cloth, very Palantir Lord of the Rings cover over, and then put it in my magical briefcase of holding. Okay, guys, this is important, and I feel like this is something we're going to research another time.
Noted. I'm going to pick up and smash the spider statue.
Okay.
Oh. Wait. Oh, crap.
It is shattered.
Is there anything in it?
There is
was
not.
Was there anything in it? Damn it.
I was like, these things are like piñatas. There's just candy coming out of them.
I like, look horrified. There was a reason I was careful.
Yours had something. So I kind of was hoping the mine did too. Also, I'm going to go ahead and try it with the tombstone now.
Oh. All right, please.
No.
Sena, are you going to intervene?
Wait, Sena, do you want to turn? Stop. I can let you do it.
These are not candy-filled contraptions. These are ancient artifacts. And the only reason that I did what I did was because I had very, very solid evidence that there was something else at play here.
But isn't this tombs? That sounds like approval to me. Smash!
Gosh.
All right.
Before he smashes, wait, Gaston, I want to remind you, there is a scientist in the other room with cameras looking God knows where. And they're probably
there's no
listening.
Cameras in this room.
Not in this room, of course, but that makes a loud sound.
I mean, I already smashed the spider. They know. If they know, they know.
Oh, God. This is supposed to be a stealth operation.
Smash! And we'll go ahead and call our adventure for the night there.
Wait, was there anything inside it?
There was not.
There was
Damn
not.
It.
If you guys ever go on an Indiana Jones-style adventure and leave Northport and go out to the jungles of the deserts or something, it's just going to be like Gaston the Pinata Smasher every single time you encounter like this ancient altar, this sandstone sphinx. He's just like, smash!
As we're fading to black, I look at Gaston and say, in the future, you may want to look at building a gadget that can burrow into these things to check what you're looking for instead of utterly destroying them. I don't yell that loud to cause attention, but I am like
really intensely say it.
Yes, like hushed tones.
Yeah. Okay. Goodness. All right, that's a good idea, John. Yes. I actually might be able to work on that while we're here too.
That would have been amazing 2 minutes
ago. Hey, it could be good 2 minutes from now.
That's very true.
Well, chat has just asked for an act of God and gifted 5 subs, so we're going to do that next time. I haven't decided what that's going to be. Kind of thinking ninjas, but we'll figure it out as we go.
You don't need God for that. Come on.
You know, you could just put something in the pinata.
That is true. I could put something in the pinata. That is not a bad idea.
I smash the tombstone and ninjas come out.
Actually, you know, I would say, just so we don't like reinforce Gesto going around smashing ancient artifacts, maybe don't reward him for that.
here's what we do. In our next episode, when we start, Beatdown is gonna roll a die.
Oh god.
And it will either be maybe there's candy in there, maybe you're cursed now, maybe there's ninjas. Tune in next week to find out.
Oh, God.
They were in there the whole time.
You have released the ancient clown ninjas from their prison. Good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
You activated my trap card, Yugi.
Yugi boy.
The story continues next time on Coriander Society Adventures. If you're enjoying the show, please leave a 5-star review on the podcast platform of your choice. For more Casters and Castles adventures, visit our live stream at twitch.tv/castersandcastles.